Tala whakoe and kia ora for RNZ Pacific News, I'm Mem Maile. A search for a free diver who went missing while spearfishing in Guam has been suspended. According to an update on Saturday from the US Coast Guard, the man was part of a group of seven aboard a vessel on an excursion, spearfishing near the Blue Hole. The Guam Daily Post reports the man was reported missing at 6 p.m. on Thursday, local time. On Sunday evening, Guam Fire Department spokesperson Nick Garrido announced an assessment was made to suspend the joint operation pending further evidence or discovery. The search did recover the spear gun used by the missing diver. Some Palau residents are facing wastewater rates increasing of more than 2,000%. The Palau Public Utilities Corporation, or PPUC, which handles water and wastewater, is changing its rates from April 1st. The rates will be based on usage. Christina Prisco has more.
The Island Times reports the new rates reflect the corporation's full operating costs. For water, residential customers will pay $6.72 per 1,000 gallons, more than a 500% increase for customers using fewer than 5,000 gallons. For customers currently using 5,000 gallons or more, their rate actually drops by 3 cents. For wastewater, residential customers will pay $9.31 per 1,000 gallons, an increase of more than 2,000% for those using fewer than 5,000 gallons. Residents on fixed charge rates will increase from $5 to $15 per customer. Commercial customers will see a 3 cent decrease in water rates, but an increase in wastewater rates of more than 50%.
Palau residents Surango Whips Jr. says the PPUC is in this situation due to the legislative body preventing them raising rates to meet for operating and infrastructure maintenance costs. President Whips urged the body to pass the minimum wage law to help with the rising cost of living, including the anticipation increase in utility rates. Pacific education ministers are meeting face-to-face, kanohi to kanohi, for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in Auckland, New Zealand. Pacific leaders were welcomed by a traditional porphyry. The University of the South Pacific says Pacific Island former Secretary General Henry Puna led the delegation. New Zealand Education Minister Jan Zanetti says it is a very special event for her as it is her first international hosting opportunity in this portfolio. Today, Ms. Zanetti is to make her keynote address on empowering education for Pacific people. Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka says nuclear-armed submarines are not welcome in Fiji waters, but is supportive of AUKUS. The Fiji Times reports Mr. Rabuka saying the Australian Prime Minister had informed him during his recent visit that the United States, Australia and the United Kingdom were working on an AUKUS agreement to build a nuclear-powered submarine. Mr. Rabuka says these submarines will not be armed with nuclear weapons and people should not be afraid about an escalation of nuclear weapons. Australia, United Kingdom and the United States signed the AUKUS Pact in 2021, and as part of a deal, Australia will acquire 3 Virginia-class nuclear-powered submarines from the US. Australia also plans to begin building a new fleet of nuclear-powered subs. Acclaimed New Zealand Samoan film director Damon Fepulia'i makes his feature film debut this week with The Move, Red, White and Brass. The film premieres tomorrow in Auckland. Set during the 2011 Rugby World Cup, it follows a group of Tongan fans who form a brass band as the pre-game entertainment in a desperate attempt to get tickets. Damon Fepulia'i says production of the film took place 2 years ago.
Because the filming happened during COVID times, we had to stop filming and then start again. So the filming took ages and then the post-production process happened. And then there was also, like, once we'd finished the film, there's sort of like a 9-month wait before it actually has come out. So it was all like this massive journey. And then now we're waiting for the film, you know, the film coming out. Now it's like exciting.
Some government workers in the Northern Marianas are set to have their hours cut from April 24th. Affected employees are those under the executive branch whose personnel costs were funded in whole or in part by American Rescue Plan Act funds or local revenues. The measure, which will cut hours to 72 fortnights, will last through the end of the 2023 fiscal year. This cut is a response to alleged overspending by the previous administration. Governor Arnold Palacios has imposed other restrictions, including overtime and travel limits, termination of non-essential cell phones and landlines, and fuel conservation. Auckland's mayor has taken aim at roadworks, which he says are annoying residents. Traffic cones and other temporary traffic management measures currently cost the council around $145 million New Zealand dollars a year, Finn Blackwell reports.
Wayne Brown says roadworks and contractors take up far more space than necessary, which he says is unacceptable. The mayor says he doesn't support a safety-at-any-cost approach, promising improvements to the roading network that would see cones and barriers cleared. He says charging those who put out temporary traffic measures is one way to ensure they aren't blocking roads for too long. Mr. Brown is trying to close a forecast $295 million deficit from the council's annual budget.
In world news, UN Chief Antonio Guterres says a major new report on climate change is a survival guide for humanity. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report says that lean energy and technology can help avoid the growing climate disaster. Mr. Guterres says that everyone needs to work together quickly to achieve the climate goal change.
Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast. As today's report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, details, humans are responsible for virtually all global heating over the last 200 years.
Mr. Guterres says the climate time bomb is ticking. The US is accusing China of providing Russia diplomatic cover to commit atrocities in Ukraine. It comes as Chinese President Xi Jinping visits Moscow to meet with President Putin and propose a peace plan for Ukraine. US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the plan will amount to a ratification of Russia's conquests.
That President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
President Xi has referred to Mr. Putin as a dear friend, emphasizing the two countries' close relationship. In sport, a 19-year-old football striker from the Solomon Islands has received clearance to play official matches for FK Velez Mostar, his new club in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Rafael Leai had signed with the club in January, but had to wait for all the paperwork to be completed before he could be eligible for official competitive football. According to SofaScore, he played in his team's nil-all draw with Slobada on Sunday local time. The Oceania Football Centre says he is the first player from the Solomon Islands to sign a professional contract in Europe. The draw for the Oceania Football Confederations Championships League will be announced on Thursday. It takes place at the Confederation's office in Auckland, New Zealand. The tournament features the best domestic clubs from eight countries in the Pacific. Teams will be randomly drawn from a single pot and designated to Group A or Group B. The tournament kicks off on May 14th, Vanuatu. And that's your news of sports. For more of your headlines and stories, head to rnzi.com.